We all tried everything to convince him.
He's gone for goal! Brilliant!
So it started in the summer. I really believe that he wouldn't have left Liverpool for any other club in the world. That's the truth.
On to Lallana and Coutinho! On towards Coutinho! Oh, brilliant! Absolutely magnificent from Felipe Coutinho!
I really respected Phil's wish from the first second. Not that I do that all the time.
Anfield was his kingdom. Barcelona was meant to be his empire. But there's no greater betrayal in football than believing the grass is greener. There was a time when Felipe Coutinho was Liverpool's heartbeat, a wiry Brazilian kid with a low centre of gravity and a right foot made of velvet. The kind of player who could make defenders vanish in tight spaces, curl a shot into the top corner from 25 yards and leave crowds gasping in disbelief. Signed from Inter Milan in 2013 for a modest £8.5 million, Coutinho arrived as a talented prospect. But few predicted he'd become a symbol of Liverpool's rebirth. Under Brendan Rodgers and later Jurgen Klopp, Coutinho matured into one of Europe's most electrifying playmakers. He wasn't just a creator. He was a showman, a match winner, a talisman. By 2017, Liverpool were no longer a fading giant. They were building something. The front three of Salah, Firmino and Mane were forming. Anfield nights were growing louder. And at the centre of it all was Coutinho, the little magician. But magic, as it often does, comes with a price.
What does this mean, big picture, for Liverpool?
Listen, to lose one of your best players, if not your best player, is always a blow. And it certainly doesn't help Liverpool in the chase for the top four.
When Barcelona came calling in the summer of 2017, it wasn't just a transfer, it was a temptation. The club of Ronaldinho, of Messi, of Neymar. A place where flair wasn't just welcomed, it was worshipped. Coutinho's head was turned. He forced the issue, submitting a transfer request days before Liverpool's league opener. Fans begged him to stay. Klopp tried to reason. The club rejected multiple bids. But some things are inevitable. In January 2018, the deal was done. £142 million. The second most expensive transfer in football history at the time. It should have been his coronation. But in hindsight, it was the start of his unravelling. Here's the bitter truth. Barcelona didn't need Felipe Coutinho. He was signed in the aftermath of Neymar's departure to PSG. A panicked, high-profile purchase meant to appease fans and flex financial muscle. But stylistically, he never fit. Barcelona's midfield was built around control. Players who dictated tempo, who valued possession over flair. Coutinho was a risk-taker, a maverick. In Klopp's Liverpool, that made him indispensable. In Valverde's Barcelona, it made him a liability. The numbers weren't awful. 10 goals in half a season. But the performances felt hollow. He drifted. He hesitated. The spark that made him unplayable at Liverpool dimmed under the weight of expectation and confusion. And then came the whistles. It didn't take long for the Camp Nou to turn. Barcelona is a club with little patience for underperforming stars. The crowd that once cheered for Ronaldinho's no-look passes now booed Coutinho's every misplaced touch. He cut a lonely figure. The trademark smile disappeared. The daring long-range shots grew rarer. By his second season, he was a scapegoat for Barcelona's tactical stagnation and European failures.
Over again, Coutinho, and still, and there is another one. Well, he won't celebrate it because he can't celebrate it because he just scored the seventh goal against the club that he actually plays for.
Yeah, it's absolutely embarrassing now, though.
It was poetic. it was brutal, and it was confirmation. Philippe Coutinho was no longer a prince of the Camp Nou. He was an expensive mistake. After Bayern declined to make his move permanent, Coutinho returned to Barcelona as an unwanted relic of a failed era. New signings had arrived. Younger talents were breaking through. Injuries piled up. The player once tipped to inherit Messi's creative mantle now found himself an afterthought. Loan moves, rehabilitation stints, and transfer rumours became the norm. Aston Villa offered a brief reprieve with flashes of the old magic under Steven Gerrard's management, but it was fleeting. Football moves fast, and Coutinho, a player whose style was built on instinct and freedom, now played with the hesitation of a man who knew too well how quickly adoration can turn to apathy. So why did it go so wrong? It wasn't just about form, it was about fit. Coutinho thrived in chaos, in a Klopp system designed for speed, transitions, and moments of individual brilliance. Barcelona demanded structure, patience, roles within a rigid hierarchy. Coutinho wasn't built for that. And when the confidence eroded, so did the instinct. Players like him, artists, risk takers, need belief, both from themselves and their supporters. At Liverpool, he was loved. At Barcelona, he was judged. And football, at its core, is a brutal meritocracy. Today, Coutinho exists in that strange limbo reserved for players who burned bright but faded fast. He's 32 now, no longer a prodigy, not quite a veteran. Too talented to be forgotten, too inconsistent to be trusted. When Liverpool fans reminisce, it's with a bittersweet ache. He gave them unforgettable moments. But he also left them. At a time when Liverpool were on the cusp of greatness, he chose elsewhere. And the irony. After his departure, Liverpool won the Champions League, then the league title, the very honours he sought at Barcelona. Philippe Coutinho's story isn't one of failure, it's one of tragedy. A player with a gift too delicate for the modern game's brutality. A magician who forgot his own tricks when the audience stopped believing. He chased a dream, and it broke him. Thank you for watching the video. If you did enjoy it, please be sure to subscribe, and I'll see you in the next one.